News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Opposing the Satluj-Yamuna link canal, Chief Minister Amrinder Singh on Tuesday warned that Punjab will burn if the state is asked to share water with Haryana. At a meeting with his Haryana counterpart Manohar Lal Khattar and Union Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Singh called the SYL an emotive issue that could disturb national security. The meeting was held on the directions of the Supreme Court that asked the two chief ministers last month to discuss the completion of the SYL canal, which has been in the pipeline for several decades. Punjab is reluctant to share water with Haryana and Rajasthan, saying it has nothing to spare. Both states stuck to their stands at the meeting convened on the directions of the Supreme Court, which asked the centre on July 28 to mediate between them on the decades-old issue. But the two chief ministers described the interaction, the first such meeting between them on the project, as cordial and agreed to talk again. Singh has reiterated the need for a tribunal for a time-bound assessment of river water availability. "You have to look at the issue from the national security perspective," he told Shekhawat, according to a Punjab government statement. "If you decide to go ahead with SYL, Punjab will burn and it will become a national problem, with Haryana and Rajasthan also suffering the impact." Shekhawat and Khattar joined the video conference from Delhi. Linking the SYL debate with national security, Singh said Punjab remained at risk from all quarters. He said Pakistan was continuing with attempts to foment trouble and was trying to revive the separatist movement through the banned Sikhs for Justice organization. The water issue could further destabilize the state, he warned, according to the statement. Singh described the meeting as amicable and cordial. Khattar hoped for an amicable solution to the dispute. "We maintained our stand that the SYL should be constructed. The Supreme Court too has said that," he said after the meeting. Khattar told Punjab that construction of the SYL and the availability of water are two different issues and must not be confused. He also emphasized upon the immediate need for building the channel with adequate capacity to help Haryana draw its legitimate share of water. SYL has been a contentious issue between the two states, with the Punjab portion of the canal still incomplete. The construction began in 1982. Punjab has been demanding reassessment of the Ravi Bias River water's volume, while Haryana has been seeking completion of the SYL canal to get its share of 3.5 million acre-feet of water. Singh claimed Punjab had a right to Yamuna water in which it did not get a share at the time of 60-40 division of assets with Haryana during the state's division in 1966. He also expressed his willingness to sit across the table with his Haryana counterpart to discuss the emotive issue. Shekhawat suggested that the SYL could be completed while discussions on water sharing continue for arriving at a final formula. "Punjab and Haryana CMs placed their viewpoints on the issue, and we have decided to have another meeting soon," he said. "At the next meeting, talks will be held from the point where we ended them today, and whatever the outcome, we will apprise the Supreme Court about it." The Congress on Tuesday wrote to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, accusing Facebook India of interfering with the country's electoral democracy, and demanded a time-bound high-level inquiry into the conduct of Facebook India leadership team and their operations. The move came after an August 14 article published in the Wall Street Journal claimed that Ankit Das, public policy director of Facebook India, South and Central Asia, was opposed to applying Facebook's hate speech rules to four individuals and groups with links to the BJP. The article stated that despite being internally flagged for promoting violence, she was against applying the rules due to business imperatives. The article stated that Das had told staff members that punishing BJP politicians for these violations would be detrimental to the company's business prospects in the country, Facebook's biggest global market by number of users. In a letter to Zuckerberg, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal on Tuesday demanded that, pending the internal investigation and submission of the report, the company should consider a new team to lead Facebook India operations so as to not influence the probe, set up a high-level inquiry by Facebook headquarters into the Facebook India leadership team and their operations, and submit a report to the board of Facebook within 1 or 2 months. The report should also be made public, Venugopal said in the letter. The Congress and other opposition parties have attacked the social media giant after a US media report alleged that Facebook did not apply its hate speech rules on BJP leaders. In its response, Facebook on Monday said the company's social media platform prohibits hate speech and content that incites violence, adding, "These policies are enforced globally without regard to political affiliation." However, Facebook, which counts India among its largest markets globally, acknowledged that there is more to do. The Supreme Court is likely to pronounce on Wednesday its verdict on a plea filed by Bollywood actress Riya Chakraborty, who has sought the transfer of an FIR lodged against her at Patna for allegedly abetting the suicide of actor Sushant Singh Rajput to Mumbai. As per the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court website, a bench of Justice Hrishikesh Roy would deliver the judgment. Rajput, 34, was found hanging from the ceiling of his Bandra apartment in Mumbai on June 14. And since then, Mumbai police has been probing the case, keeping in mind various angles. The top court, which had reserved its judgment on the plea on August 11, was told by the Bihar government that political clout has not allowed Mumbai police to even register an FIR in Rajput's case. Maharashtra government had argued that Bihar completely lacks jurisdiction in the matter. Chakraborty's counsel had told the bench that probe by Mumbai police has proceeded quite substantially, as it has recorded statements of 56 persons in the case. Senior advocate Vikas Singh, representing Rajput's father, Krishna Kishore Singh, had countered submissions advanced by Chakraborty's counsel and said that they have no faith in Maharashtra police. Chakraborty's lawyer had argued that FIR lodged by Rajput's father has absolutely no connection with any offence in Patna, and there was considerable delay of around 38 days in its lodging. Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, had said that only FIR lodged in the case was in Bihar, and the Enforcement Directorate has also started its separate probe in the matter. The FIR in Patna was registered by Singh against Chakraborty and others for alleged offences under various sections of the Indian Penal Code. Russia used Republican political operative Paul Manafort and the WikiLeaks website to try to help now US President Donald Trump win the 2016 election, a Republican-led Senate committee said in its final review of the matter on Tuesday. WikiLeaks played a key role in Russia's effort to assist Republican Trump's campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton and likely knew it was helping Russian intelligence, said the 966-page report, which is likely to be the most definitive public account of the 2016 election controversy. The report found President Vladimir Putin personally directed the Russian efforts to hack computer networks and accounts affiliated with the Democratic Party and leak information damaging to Clinton. The Senate Select Committee on Intelligence alleged Manafort collaborated with Russians, including oligarch Oleg Deripaska and Russian intelligence officer Konstantin Kilimnik before, during and after the election. The panel found Manafort's role and proximity to Trump created opportunities for Russian intelligence, saying his high-level access and willingness to share information with individuals closely affiliated with the Russian intelligence services represented a grave counterintelligence threat. It was not clear what effect, if any, the report might have on the current presidential campaign. Trump faces Democrat Joe Biden in the November 3 US election. Russia's alleged election interference, which Moscow denies, sparked a two-year-long US investigation headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In a report released last year, Mueller found no conclusive evidence of coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign. He cited 10 instances in which Trump may have tried to impede his probe, but did not say if this constituted obstruction of justice. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.